This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can buy pretty much anything on eBay, as you know, but its new fall sales update says that as of the end of this month, you won't be able to buy the following: spells, curses, conjuring, prayers, blessings, magic potions, tarot readings, and a whole lot of other metaphysical readings and services as well. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports nobody really saw this coming.
Kara Gubbins is a pet psychic.
My business is called A Spiritual Tale.
She does 90% of her work over the phone. Until today, she didn't know people sold psychic readings on eBay. But she can see why it's problematic. Sometimes customers are let down, like if someone calls her about a lost dog.
The owner wants me to know where that pet is, what the street name is.
She may see a tree or color, but no exact address. So how could eBay buyers know what they're getting?
I don't think they could qualify it as valuable or not valuable at all.
eBay has a buyer protection policy, but any service is hard to cover. If a tarot card reader says you'll meet a tall, handsome stranger, and you don't, is the item received not as described? That's likely the reason eBay's getting out of this business, say stock analysts. No sellers I pinged on eBay got back to me. But would I hear from eBay itself?
By your deadline, it doesn't look like you're going to get a call back from them.
That's psychic Justine Kenzer. She gave me a short reading over the phone. She thinks most psychics on eBay are taking advantage of desperate people.
eBay just does not seem like the best place to go in search of answers and healing.
The thousands of metaphysical practitioners on eBay can still use Craigslist. Oh, and just before deadline, I did get an email, not a call, from eBay. It said, transactions in these categories can be difficult to verify and resolve. Not picking up much of a spiritual vibe from that. I'm Eve Troe from Marketplace.